The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. And Jesus came to a town of Samaria called Sychar, near the plot of land that Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there. Jesus, tired from his journey, sat down there at the well. It was about noon. A woman of Samaria came to draw water. And Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." His disciples had gone into the town to buy food. And the Samaritan woman said to him, "How can you, a Jew, ask me, a Samaritan woman, for a drink? For Jews use nothing in common with Samaritans." And Jesus answered and said to her, "If you knew the gift of God and who is saying to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him and he would have given you living water." And the woman said to him, "Sir, you do not even have a bucket and the cistern is deep. Where then can you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us this cistern and drank from it himself, with his children, with his flocks?" Jesus answered and said to her, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks the water I shall give will never thirst. The water I shall give will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water, so that I may not be thirsty or have to keep coming here to draw water. I can see that you are a prophet. Our ancestors worshipped on this mountain. But you people say that the place to worship is in Jerusalem." And Jesus said to her, "Believe me, woman, the hour is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You people worship what you do not understand. We worship what we understand, because salvation is from the Jews. But the hour is coming, and is now here, when true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. And indeed, the Father seeks such people to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and in truth." And the woman said to him, "I know that the Messiah is coming, the one called the Christ. When he comes, he will tell us everything." And Jesus said to her, "I am he, the one who is speaking with you." Many of the Samaritans of that town began to believe in him. And when the Samaritans came to him, they invited him to stay with them. And he stayed there 2 days. Many more began to believe in him because of his word. And they said to the woman, "We no longer believe because of your word, for we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this is truly the Savior of the world." The Gospel of the Lord. So how is your prayer life? It's a pretty good question to ask during this season of Lent. You know, prayer is the avenue for developing that relationship with God. And I have to be honest, I do struggle with prayer. Real prayer is hard work. It takes effort. It takes time. The payoff is not always immediate. I always question if I'm doing it right. Do you have those same questions? I try to compare my prayer life with everyone else. I forget that each of us has a unique relationship with God. Each of us relates in a very unique way with the Lord. But still, I struggle with prayer. But prayer is like developing any other relationship. Look at how we develop relationships with one another. It takes time. It takes effort. It takes honesty to truly reveal ourselves to the other. And that's risky because we're placing trust in the other. Developing a relationship also takes patience. We can't just blab all the time to another person. We have to listen and receive in a safe way what they reveal to us. And that way, the relationship is deeper and deeper and deeper. If all we do is exchange pleasantries with one another, if all we do is just talk about the weather, no deep, abiding relationship is going to develop. And it's the same with God. And that's why I love this gospel, the woman at the well. I think it's a model for prayer. We see this relationship develop between Jesus and the woman. It starts off on the surface. A little bit of playful banter being exchanged. Trust is established. There's calling to task. Questions, answers. Utter confusion. Enlightenment. And it all leads to revelation. She comes to know Jesus in a very deep, intimate way. She doesn't know him as just some guy who is thirsty because of this relationship. She comes to know him as the Christ. Jesus still thirsts. He comes to us and he says the same thing. I am thirsty. Give me a drink. He's not thirsty for water. He thirsts for a deep and abiding relationship with each and every one of us.